Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the holiday season. It's, my gosh, just a big week for us. It's the holiday season. Everything's going on. Tomorrow is our 100th anniversary celebration, a live broadcast all day long. All day long, celebrating KMOX's 100th year in existence. We went on the air Christmas Eve of 1925. I mean, I didn't, but the station did. And we thought that it'd be a great idea on 11/20.
Yep.
So that is November 20th tomorrow to celebrate the whole thing. And in conjunction with Together Credit Union here in St. Louis, we have a really cool ornament that you can have for your Christmas tree. Joining us to talk about that is the head of marketing at Together Credit Union, Nate Scuderi, with us on KMOX. Nate, good to see you.
Yeah, good morning, Chris, Amy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, thanks for coming in.
All right, tell us about this ornament. We've got them right here, and I can see it. Amy can see it. Tell the listeners about it.
Yeah, it's a really great program we put together with our partners here at KMOX. You know, in celebration and commemoration of your 100th anniversary, congratulations. You know, we've been around the Together Credit Union since its formation in 1939. So we're only eight years or so behind you guys.
Wow.
But you know, we put together this ornament so that folks in the community can have an opportunity to come out and get this limited time commemorative ornament for their Christmas tree, holiday tree, what have you, and be able to make a donation to the Children's Miracle Network of St. Louis, who we've worked with for years. They help, if you're not familiar with Children's Miracle Network, they help provide funds for local children's hospitals such as St. Louis Children's Hospital and Cardinal Glennon.
I love it. It's such a great cause. And it really is, like you mentioned, with Together Credit Union being here so long, KMOX being around 100 years, and the Children's Miracle Network of Greater St. Louis being such a cornerstone of our community giving and peace and heart of St. Louis. So it really is a perfect partnership. And as you mentioned, this Christmas ornament commemorating 100 years of KMOX. It's a Christmassy red, Santa Claus red ornament that you can hang on your tree.
I love it. I love it. It's got the KMOX red in it. It's got the logo of the KMOX Voice of St. Louis 100 years. And so any Together Credit Union you can go in is 14 different branches, correct?
That's exactly right, Chris. People can come in anywhere across Metro St. Louis, both sides of the river. We've got a total of 14 different branches. Come on in and ask our team members, you know, for an ornament, and you know, in return for a, you get an ornament in return for a $5 donation. Again, that money goes directly to the Children's Miracle Network. So, just another really great way to give back and utilize this partnership we have with KMOX to, again, give back to the community that we love and we serve.
And I assume that there are just millions of these, right? You can just walk in whenever you want and grab one, and it's no rush.
Yeah, Chris, I wish I could say that was the case, but it's not. This is a limited edition commemorative collectible ornament item. There is a limited edition. Because we've had such an early rush on these, we did place one second order, which will be here in the next week or two. So we should be stocked up to be able to fulfill enough orders here till hopefully through at least mid-December, but definitely through the celebration of the Camo X anniversary period.
Now, we were talking about all that, the money, the donations going to the Children's Miracle Network of Greater St. Louis, but you talked about Together Credit Union's involvement in the community. Can I bring up this class that you guys do? Like, you came in, Nate, with a bag of baked goods, just a whole assortment of baked goods, and said, oh, there was a school that had a bake sale, an old school bake sale, because you guys put on a class. Is it always fifth graders?
It's not.
Okay.
We do have a larger financial education curriculum that we teach all across the city to different partners of ours through the YMCA of Greater St. Louis. We do financial education classes with their teens, with their kids who are getting ready to go off to college. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the difference between a debit and a credit card? And why do I need each one? What's the purpose? How do I save? What's compound interest, right? These things that a lot of kids don't learn, regardless of your socioeconomic background. And so in this case, Amy, what you brought up was a really fun event we had this morning where we hosted a bake sale at the Together Credit Union branch on South Broadway at Lynch Street, right across the street from Anheuser-Busch. And we did this last year, and a month before the bake sale, a team of ours from the credit union goes in and teaches a financial education class with the kids on how to price out their ingredients and their materials and what they need, and then what they should price it at to make a good margin so they could fund their class camping trip that they have once a year. And we let you say that they ran out of baked goods last year, and they were about to run out of it when I left this morning.
So this is great, because I'm sure we've had this conversation, Amy and I, and I mm-hmm. hear people talk about it all the time, that you just don't, when we were growing up anyway, you didn't, this is a thing they didn't really teach you.
I mean,
financial literacy, they just didn't teach that to you.
You learned how to square dance? And you learned
the square dance in high school.
Theorem.
I did learn that.
Now, if you want me to square dance and like kind of do the basics of the Pythagorean theorem, that does not come in handy with as I look at my retirement or tax season.
Now, to be fair, we do need people to know how to do the Pythagorean theorem.
We do
need that. But I think all of us kind of need a little financial literacy, which we're not getting.
Yeah, I think you both make a really great point, and we recognize that, and this isn't unique to us. I would say credit unions are uniquely qualified to do this because we're so deeply rooted in the communities that we serve all across the country, right? Like, credit unions started, if you guys didn't know, like, quick history, they started over in Europe, in the farmlands of Germany, back in the 1800s, because they couldn't get loans from the city bankers. There wasn't the trust and the relationships. And so a group of farmers got together, and they pooled their money together and began to lend each other money and give each other financial advice, and they helped the community. So at its roots, credit unions are built on community. And then immigrants brought that concept over here. That's where we were started as Anheuser-Busch Employees Credit Union in 1939. Eight brewery workers with $55. That's what started our credit union, which is now over $2 billion in assets. It's all community-based.
I didn't know.
I didn't
that
either.
Was the coolest credit union fact I've ever heard.
You thought you were going to hear this interview about a credit union and think, oh, come on, man. What are we doing? But that's actually really fascinating.
Do you have a commercial where you lead with that?
Yeah, you should start with
that. That's really good stuff.
I think it's a great idea. We should talk afterwards.
Let's talk.
But I
know a lady. I think
I think you both are touching on the education piece, a really important piece. Again, regardless of your age, financial literacy is so critical at this time and place in particular, you know, about how you save money and what you do with your money and the decisions you make with your money. So, yeah, I mentioned that we do the financial education for the youth and different children and teens. What's really cool is we saw some neat opportunities that we've capitalized on, too, like with our partners at the YMCA and at International Institute in South St. Louis, where we do financial education classes with senior adults. So folks who are living on a fixed income, you know, how to use that money and stretch it as far as you can. But also we saw an opportunity to teach elder fraud classes with a group of seniors at of the Y's, just showing them, hey, what to look out for with all the fraud going on
these days. It's not teaching elders how to commit fraud.
No. Well, I guess by knowing what
the scam is,
you could probably learn to do it, but
so
I wouldn't
important.
Recommend.
Yeah.
It's absolutely helpful for people.
And Nate, it's gotten worse because it is so much easier to scam people now because it's much easier to contact somebody, whether it's a text or an email or a phone call or anything.
Yeah, and I think official.
Right, yeah. Right. How do you know? So we help seniors become more aware of what to look out for, some of the watch outs. You know, a lot of us in business and different places, like we all have training on this kind of stuff, phishing emails, what to look out for. You know, it's the same thing for seniors. So financial education, we have a whole group that's really almost all that they do at Together Credit Union is go out into the community and teach financial literacy. We also, obviously, you come into the branch as a member.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to help anybody in any kind of situation from that standpoint.
Now, you mentioned the International Institute. Are you working with immigrants as well, or you know, people who have just come to this country? And I bring that up because I was just talking to my friend who came here from Peru, and he said, one thing you don't think about is it's hard to get a credit card. It's hard to buy something. It's hard to get a loan. It's hard to figure out, wait, how do the U.S. financial systems work? So is that what, when you bring up the International Institute, is that what you guys are doing?
Yeah, we partner with the International Institute to help them, as you say, Amy, to get their, what they call them, clients, to get their clients settled and established in this community, right? This is a welcoming community. This is a community with people who want to help people get settled and be successful. So we do help them. We do financial education classes over there. We go over there and shop their bazaar that they have every other Friday and certain times of the year where there's grocery distribution and things. We do classes with some youth. We do classes with a lot of adults, just some of the banking basics. And then we certainly volunteer at a lot of their different events, Festival of Nations. We help sponsor and lend a hand that way. So it's really time, talent, and treasure across the board along with the education.
So Together really Credit cool. Union and wow. a partnership with us here at KMOX, we have this Christmas ornament, this holiday tree ornament that you can pick up at any of the 14 Together Credit Union branches, and as long as supplies last, because once they're gone, you're out of luck. So you better hurry.
You have to wait another 100 years.
Yeah. Well, what do you think we do in our 200th anniversary? You think it's an ornament still?
Probably.
Okay. Well, you can only get this one now. You better hurry. We'll have 14 Together Credit Union branches around St. Louis. Pick one up, $5. And it benefits the Children's Miracle Network of Greater St. Louis, which is a really great organization. Yeah. Together Credit Union's Nate Scuderi, who is the head of marketing. We appreciate you coming in. Good to see you again. Thank you for stopping by. And thank you for doing this with us. This is really cool.
Yeah, thank you both. And congratulations on 100 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. Don't forget, a conversation with Christy Yamaguchi, the gold medal figure skater. Amy talked to her earlier. That's coming up on KMOX.
As we mentioned, in just a few minutes, you'll hear my conversation with gold medalist figure skater Christy Yamaguchi. Just so honored to interview her, and also wanted to thank Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical and Plumbing for their continuing their 100 acts of kindness. And of course, Christy Yamaguchi has lived such an extraordinary life, not just with her accomplishments in competition, but the different nonprofits that she's worked with throughout her career, which is why she is receiving the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award for Sportsmanship at the Musial Awards this Saturday night. So thank you to, talk about good things, hope, kindness. Thank you to Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical and Plumbing.
Also, Guns N' Hoses is coming up. That is on November 26th, and we got a pair of tickets to give away to go see that at Enterprise Center. And before the show is over, we're going to do that. So pretty shortly here, you're going to be need to be tuned in for your chance to win those tickets. We'll give them away tomorrow and Friday as well if you miss out. And Pentatonix tickets we'll give away tomorrow and Friday. You already missed your chance today, so really sorry about that. We have another texter about Brian, the Maryland Heights inspector. And this texter says, I think Brian is doing a great job. Signed, Brian's mom.
Well, see, everybody's got a family.
I know. I do feel like the poor guy's been taking a beating. And so if he wants to defend himself, he certainly can.
Yeah. Well, we have a listener who obviously didn't listen yesterday. Don't want to shame this person, but they texted in with a question. Do we know why the sheriff didn't show up to court yesterday? We absolutely do. He was in jail. He was in jail. That's why he didn't show up to court. The feds have to release him from prison, give him a day off from prison so he can go to a civil trial. And they did not do that yet.
So our very own Sean Malone, KMOX reporter, he is there. He is covering the trial today, and about a half hour ago, he tweeted out.
They got his ass.
Well, he did not. He did not tweet out they got his ass.
He texted it, though, to me.
He did text it to us. You're right about that. So this texter, tweet from Sean Malone, Sheriff Alfred Montgomery has entered the courtroom for his Quo Ronto trial with his ankles shackled and a cuff around one of his wrists. So what an image, by the way, an image of your sheriff, who is currently technically still in office, to see him in a courtroom in shackles is really
a cuff around one of his wrists.
Yes.
What's he cuffed to?
You know how they have the shackles for inmates that go around the ankles, then there's the chain that comes up and then it ties to the waist.
Yeah.
And then they usually have
both of them, both hands.
Yes, but he's only got one.
Is it to his waist?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of shackles for a sheriff.
Right?
He didn't, not to be mean, but he didn't murder anybody. He got a burner phone.
That's kind of what I'm
said,
thinking.
Hey, I'm talking to you on my new burner phone. This is my phone for crime.
Ghislaine Maxwell's walking around like she's in a resort. And this guy.
Yeah, why is he shackled so much?
I have no idea.
You know how there's in football unnecessary roughness? Like, this is a sport where you can literally, blow someone up, take their head off, but you can get a a penalty for unnecessary roughness. This seems like unnecessary shackling, like the shackles, the cuffs.
It's just a little over the top.
It seems over the top for the crime.
Well, I mean, you know me. I think he should just be completely exonerated of all wrongdoing because he is my sheriff, and I love this man. But I think it's, you're right. It is, a couple of things are going on here. It's an extraordinary image to see your sheriff in shackles, one. But also, why is he in shackles? This is not a dangerous person that I'm aware of.
Even if it's his feet, because maybe he's a flight risk. Although he's, take off in his golf cart. But if you have the feet...
Do you think he's going to run away?
Right. Why do you need the feet and the waist and the hand? That seems like a lot.
It's way too much.
So we have a question. Will the sheriff's office transport the sheriff to his trial like he should have transported prisoners to the hospital?
Well, yes. Question. Yes. Okay.
And also
another message about Brian.
Yep, another family.
Another text about Brian, the Maryland Heights inspector. In case, again, you're just tuning in wondering what we're talking about.
Our producer, he's wondering what we're talking about. He's been here the whole time.
I'm not too worried about him. But we were talking to Rawlings today, the people at Rawlings, because they installed a 30-foot-tall gold glove atop the building at Westport Plaza.
Literally today. We were talking. You could hear the clapping in the background.
Yeah.
Because
it's a very cool thing. I can't wait to see it live in person. Mm-hmm. And somebody who has beef with Brian, a Maryland Heights inspector, says you better make sure you run it by him first or he'll make you redo it. And all these people have texted in to tell us about their exploits with Brian, the Maryland Heights inspector. Well, here's another one. It says, I hope Brian gets everything he deserves. Signed, Brian's little brother.
Wow.
That,
wow.
What did this man do to people?
I don't know. I want to thank Brian's family for listening. Brian's family.
This is great.
Listen, if you're listening, we love to hear both sides of the story. Every story's got another side.
That's right.
314-436-7900 if you want to text in. I mean, for all we know, he's inspecting right now, so he doesn't even know this is going on.
Honestly, he should be doing his job. So I'm somewhat encouraged that he's not listening to us.
Right,
he's got to be working.
Yeah,
right. Although he's probably, as all these texters have said, he's probably looking to nitpick. So you better be concentrate. You have to concentrate to nitpick.
So
you can't just nitpick if you're not paying close attention.
Here's the thing, though, Ronj, you are very, very pro regulation. Brian's just doing his job. He's keeping the people safe. Do you feel bad giving Brian such a hard time?
I'm not doing it. These people who are listening, the listeners are giving Brian a hard time. I haven't done anything. I'm just reading their correspondence.
Are you on Brian's side?
I don't know yet. I need to know more about Brian. Here's a message about Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, who's in shackles, and it says, why full restraints? Protocol. Yeah, but he's not in full restraints. He's only got one hand cuffed.
He's in 80% restraints.
He's got his legs and one arm shackled to his body. I don't know. It just seems like overkill to me.
It seems like a lot.
Guns and Hoses is coming up, Amy Marks Kors. You know all about it. Mm-hmm. And it is happening November 26th at Enterprise Center. And we have a pair of tickets to give away thanks to Backstoppers. So if you are caller number
7
to the contest line at 314-955-1120, 314-955-1120. Caller number 7 will win those tickets to see Guns N' Hoses. Winners must have a valid email address.
Absolutely.
You have to.
It's always the night before Thanksgiving. It's a big holiday kickoff for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Over at Enterprise. It's a good time. It's a rip-roaring, I think you would say.
Now, here's a message that says the sheriff's other arm is free so he can be sworn in.
In?
Yes.
Sworn into what?
Swear you into court.
So I was thinking sworn into office.
So they just leave that one arm unshackled the entire time?
Well, is it his right arm? Can you see?
It's his right, It is his right arm. Yeah, that's very interesting.
And the move that has been so difficult for in past championships, this triple Salchow. Good girl. That was very nice.
That's a lot of emotion to see. out of Christy. Usually she's very, very calm, very much in control, but you could see the excitement when she finished that.
The 2025 Musial Awards take place this Saturday, November 22nd, at the Stiefel Theater in downtown St. Louis. And receiving the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award for Sportsmanship is Christy Yamaguchi. Now, she's joining the likes of Hank Aaron, Albert Pujols, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, Nadia Comaneci, Wayne Gretzky, and that is some pretty elite company, and I am so excited now to welcome in Christy Yamaguchi. Christy, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me on. Yes, many, many icons and role models of mine that you just mentioned there.
Well, I have to say, like, the nine-year-old me is absolutely giddy. I can't believe I'm talking to you. I was glued to your performances in the 1992 Olympic Games when you won your gold medal. And to speak to you now is such an honor, because not only are you a gold medalist and Olympian, but really a trailblazer as well as the first Asian American to win a Winter Olympics gold medal. So, I mean, paving the way for Michelle Kwan, who would come next. And it was just, it's pretty amazing to see what your career started.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I mean, it was a long time ago. About 34 years, almost 34 years. So, amazing. I mean, I was 20 years old and just kind of going after my dream and not realizing, you know, what the impact could really be from that one Olympic experience mm-hmm. in 1992 and then and what would happen beyond that. But it's been an amazing ride and incredible support out there, and just very, very, very honored to be getting this recognition.
Well, I want to talk about all the work you've done off the ice as well, but I have a specific question about that gold medal performance. I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but it was either your long program or your short program where you had an element of fun to it. And kind of like, not necessarily a jester, but just more of like fun with the outfit that you wore. And I remember when you were doing one of the technical moments when you have to glide on one foot and you looked at your watch, kind of like as you passed the judges.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I remember the broadcaster saying, "Oh, she's having fun," and they don't always do that. Did you go into that knowing, like, I'm gonna change things up for this performance?
Yeah. Well, actually, I did do that move, but it was actually for a professional competition.
Okay.
It wasn't at the Olympics. Although, you know, I did have fun there, too. But, yes, there was a required element for some of these professional competitions, and it was called a spiral sequence. So you had to do, like, this long sequence of spirals, and it was kind of like a little bit like, okay, enough of these spirals. So for fun, we choreographed, like, okay, I'm looking at my watch, like, okay, yeah, I have to do this, like, sorry, it's taking so long.
Well, you made it fun for us all to watch. And with that time of figure skating, it was so big in the American eye. And I know you skated with like Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding. What was that like, but just balancing the fun and the pressure of that time?
You know, I mean, we were good friends. I mean, with Nancy, we had our very first national championship experience the same year. We were, I think, like 14 and 15 years old at the time. And we were both competing in the singles, novice ladies, and then junior pairs for the pairs, which is rare for, you know, competitors mm-hmm. to be doing two events like that. So we bonded right away. Our parents bonded right away and literally came up through the ranks together, and we're very, very good friends. We've roomed together, like, on tours and at international competitions. We were roommates at the Olympics. So, you know, there was friendly competition for sure. I mean, we were competitive. I always knew what she was working on. She always knew what I was working on. You know, we were kind of, you know, friendly with the coaches, but not too friendly, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, and to this day, we're still really good friends.
That's awesome. And also, for St. Louis listeners, there is a little bit of a St. Louis connection because your husband, Brett Hedekin, was drafted by the St. Louis Blues back in 1988. He had a couple of years here in St. Louis, but it was Nancy Kerrigan who introduced you to Brett back at the Olympic Games. Is that right?
Yeah, well, kind of in the way like that, yes. So we were waiting outside for the opening ceremonies to start. You know, we're kind of in this holding pattern. The entire U.S. Olympic team was bunched together, and other countries were all staged together. And it was going to be a couple hours. So we're like, hey, let's go, you know, meet some of the other athletes and say hi. And, you know, it's kind of our one chance where we were all together. So she knew some of the hockey players from Boston because that's where she was from. And, you know, she said, oh, let's go say hi to, you know, Ted Donato and some of the other players. I'm like, okay, I'll follow you. Yeah, and one of those players happened to be Brett. And he's originally from Minnesota, but yes, like you said, was drafted by the St. Louis Blues, played there for a few years, and then eventually got traded to Vancouver. But yeah, it was, you know, good memories looking back on those opening ceremonies.
Oh, that's fun. It's the rink rats. It's a small world once you hang around a sheet of ice enough, just meeting everybody.
Yes.
You are receiving the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award, and they wanted to notice, well, I'm going to read it exactly how it's written here, an outstanding blend of determination, class, grace, humility, and generosity. And I know that you have done so much work off the ice as well. But let's go back to the very beginning, because when you first started skating, you had to overcome some physical challenges as well. And I don't think, you know, a lot of people may not realize that you were dealing with some issues, and it was almost like a physical therapy to skate.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it wasn't prescribed to me to start skating, but when I wanted to, my mom asked the pediatrician, like, oh, is this activity okay for her and something that she could do? And at that point, I was six and a little older, and he felt that, yes, it'll be great for strengthening and for coordination and whatnot. But, yeah, it was because coming out of my first 18 months of life, I wore casts on both legs to straighten them out, and then from there went into corrective shoes and braces and crawled around with that, the big bar between my feet, and then, you know, sleeping with it, which was really hard, trying to learn how to walk with it, but it was easier just to crawl. So, you know, fast forward a few more years, and, you know, I found skating and tried a lot of different other sports, but nothing captured my imagination and my heart like skating did. So from the first time I tried it, it was like magic, and I was like, yep, this is what I'm going to do.
And it really was dedication. Waking up at 4 a.m. as a little kid, skating from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. daily, your mom would bring you to the rink and then bring you to school afterwards. Did you ever dread it? Was it hard as a kid, or did you love it?
Probably a combination of both. I mean, for the most part, obviously, I loved it because there's no way I would have been able to do that. And, you know, I feel fortunate every day that my mom, my dad, they were indulging me in this crazy dream and actually took me in the mornings before school, you know, 6 days a week. It was a tough, tough schedule for both of them. And then my mom was traveling on weekends with me for competition, so my dad was looking after my brother and sister on his own. So definitely a huge family endeavor. But it's, you know, I loved it, and I think they saw that. And even when things were tough or, you know, I had a bad day here and there, I always just tried to keep the ultimate dream and goal in mind, you know, just to try to get through those mornings where I just didn't really want to get up and go to a cold rink.
Right. Well, as we mentioned, 1992 wins a gold medal in the Olympics, and then shortly after that, you decided to turn professional and skated with the Stars on Ice tour. You worked with Make-A-Wish Foundation families. I apologize for confusing the routines. I'm so embarrassed now I confused your Olympic routine with the Stars on Ice routine. Obviously, just so fun to watch you skate at that time. And then also, you started the Always Dream Foundation in 1996. What motivated Always Dream and what did it do?
Well, it was shortly after the Olympics, and, you know, my parents were always very active and involved with the community and volunteering, and my mom and dad were just like, wow, you've been really fortunate. You've been able to pursue this Olympic dream and had lots of support. It's like, what are you going to do to give back into the community? And at 20, I was just like, wait, what? what do you mean? I still have to figure out what I'm doing with the rest of my life. But it was a great question. And when I joined Stars on Ice, Make-A-Wish Foundation was the beneficiary. So we had hands-on days in multiple years with the same families that we got to see them and spend time with the kids. So really got to know what it was like to work closely with a nonprofit organization. And then that inspired me to start Always Dream. And it was all about embracing the hopes and dreams of children, and particularly in underserved communities. So we did a lot of different things the first 15 years. But, you know, I think it was just my way of saying, hey, my dreams were supported and they came true, and I want to do the same for other kids out there.
And then as Always Dream evolved, it really started to focus on early childhood literacy and family engagement, creating a love of reading. And you, in addition to supporting childhood literacy, have written several children's books to contribute to that project.
Yes. So, yes, now we are all about early literacy with the lens of family engagement, because the students we work with are the youngest students. They're pre-K, TK, and kindergarten. So they're actually not reading yet on their own, but we are supporting the family members, the parents, the caregivers at home, to create a reading routine at home with the children. So supporting them in their learning and connecting and developing that love of books, so that love of reading with their children, so that foundation is there once they themselves start to learn to read in first grade. So it's been quite a journey, and you know, we're growing and continuing to grow, almost at over 5,000 individuals annually that we're working with. So it's been really fun to see it evolve.
It's so important. It's so needed now, too, with the onslaught of technology and screens, to support early childhood literacy is so needed and more important than ever. And Christy Yamaguchi, so worthy of the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award for sportsmanship. Congratulations. You are, like I said, so deserving of this award. The Musial Awards are this Saturday, November 22nd at Stiefel Theater. But also, while we've got you on the phone, the 2026 Prevagen U.S. Figure Skating Championships are in St. Louis in January. So that is a huge event for figure skating that St. Louisans will want to see.
Oh, absolutely. It's the premier event for U.S. figure skating. And this year is an Olympic year, so it makes it even more exciting. So actually, the last day of the championships on Sunday, the championships takes place, like the championship weekend is the 7th through the 10th. And on the 11th, they will announce the Olympic team. So very, very exciting. The skating, U.S. figure skating has a great chance to win 3 to 4 gold medals in Milan Cortina Olympics. So you're going to see some amazing, amazing stuff. So skate St. Louis 2026.com is where the tickets are available if anyone's interested.
And you may get a chance. Do you think we'll see the quad axel?
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's insane,
so,
right?
it's insane, yes. Yeah, so the men's current champion, Ilya Malinin, has been dominating worldwide men's figure skating, and he's the only one ever to land a quad axel in competition. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like Brian Boitano, Dorothy Hamill, you know, Tenley Albright, all of us never believed we would see this happen in our lifetime. So the fact that it is, it just goes to show you how phenomenal this athlete is.
Christy Yamaguchi, Olympic gold medalist and the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award for Sportsmanship honoree. Thank you so much for joining us. It was such an honor to talk with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to being in St. Louis.
We'll see you on Saturday. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, quick note. I think this is important because I was saying, Brian's a real guy, the inspector in Maryland Heights. Brian, this is from a 314. Brian has inspected our sites a few times, never had a problem. Just do your work according to code. Shots fired. There you go. This guy is saying, listen, if all you other schmoes would do your work according to code, maybe Brian wouldn't have to write you up. See,
yeah,
there's
maybe
always two sides to every story.
Yeah,
what
maybe
if these guys are slackers? Maybe they want Brian to give them a wink and a nod. You know what I mean? Hey, Brian, why don't you come give us a wink and a nod here? We've done some ramshackle, slipshod work over here. We want you to approve it. And Brian says, not on my watch.
I think that's
not
more,
on my
I
watch.
I think that is more accusatory than what's been happening with the text line.
What?
You're saying all these people are trying to get by.
No, I'm building a case for the other side. I'm trying to be objective here. I want to make sure that Brian has his day in court.
Well, he
not
can have
really
his day.
Not like the sheriff, but, no, you know, metaphorically.
Shackled? Our poor shackled sheriff, Alfred Montgomery, appeared in court today. Don't know what happened yet, but we'll let you know when we have it. Sean Malone will be updating you. So listen in for the rest of the day on KMOX. If you missed anything on the show today, all you have to do is come back. Well, go to the Odyssey app. Yeah. You can listen to the podcast there, iHeart app, or wherever you get your podcasts. But come back tomorrow. You got to be listening all day long for the 100th anniversary celebration on KMOX. It is a big day of programming and everything is all mixed up. It is not going to be what you are used to, but tomorrow will be a lot of fun. So we are looking forward to that. But then this show is back with you on Friday at 9 a.m. with Hancock and Kelly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.